Today, members of the New York City Council grilled an executive from Airbnb, the popular service for short-term room rentals. While Airbnb has many fans, critics say it has shrunk the supply of affordable housing in New York City and can result in unsafe living situations. We'll hear more about the hearing in a few minutes. First, WNYC's Ilya Marritz reports the de Blasio administration is stepping up its enforcement efforts, deploying sophisticated data analysis to zero in on what it sees as illegal hotels.
They came to Dawn's house around 7 on a weeknight. Dawn was expecting the babysitter. That's her real buzzer, by the way. When she got to the door, Dawn saw a fire inspector, a building inspector, and a big, burly law officer.
And the marshal blocked the entrance and said, "I'm here to make sure that these two guys get access."
The man may have been a sheriff, not a marshal, but regardless, she let them in. Over the next hour, Dawn says, the men walked through every room of her four-story Manhattan brownstone. They seemed to take special interest in some suitcases. They took photos. And Dawn started to get scared. The luggage belonged to a family of European tourists who'd booked a stay in Dawn's top-floor apartment through Airbnb.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, they can arrest me or something.
Then the Europeans came home and met the inspectors on the stairs. Case closed.
Yeah, it was very much bad luck.
A few weeks later, an envelope came in the mail, full of handwritten violation notices. Dawn paid about $5,000 in fines. Because she's fearful of becoming an inspection target again, Dawn asked us not to use her full name. What happened to Dawn is not uncommon. Since Airbnb became popular a few years ago, sniffing out illegal apartment rentals has become a major game of cat and mouse between the city and some of its citizens. In the first 10 months of 2014, the rate of inspections hit a new high, almost 80 a month on average. Ilan Parra is the acting director of the Mayor's Office of Special Enforcement. He says there's a simple reason the city is upping its game. Software, specifically advanced data crunching software, from a technology firm by the name of Palantir.
I guess maybe you could call it Moneyball for quality of life violations.
Parra says Palantir has made a big difference. In the old system, inspectors logged violations individually, on paper. Now,
we're able to cross-reference incoming complaints with past violations, and we're able to concentrate on hotspot areas. And we've seen some incredible results. So,
by the way, Palantir's other known clients include the CIA, major banks, and the New York City Police Department. The company declined our request for an interview. But it's clearly having an effect. The Mayor's Office of Special Enforcement has a staff of just 12. Parra says Palantir software now designs inspectors' daily itineraries. And as a result, they're visiting more apartments, issuing more violation notices.
30% more work with the same exact staff.
At the touch of a fingertip, an inspector can call up a building's full itinerary of complaints, take pictures for evidence, and immediately upload them to a city database.
So I just wanted to show you this inspection itinerary, and this is, you know...
The city is so cautious about sharing its methods that what we're looking at is not an actual screen, but a computer printout. It shows a Google Street View image of an apartment building and a list of grievances made for that building through the 311 complaint system.
This is on First Avenue. So this says illegal rental Thursday, 3rd, 4th, and 5th floor. As you can see here, without going into much detail, there's over, it looks like, 10 prior violations issued here. So clearly this is the type of place that, you know, when we put this through Palantir and we see all these prior violations, we're concentrating on this location.
Inspectors are getting information from another source as well. Last year, New York's Attorney General subpoenaed almost 500,000 records for Airbnb bookings in New York City.
So I don't know that I really want to talk about that because it's a pending case, and I don't know that we can discuss what we're working on specifically with the AG's office. We are working with them on that subpoena.
The Attorney General's office confirms it is pointing individual cases to city inspectors to look into.
They love this bed. They love the furnishings and the light as well.
Dawn continued to quietly host Airbnb guests for almost 3 years after being inspected. The inspectors never came again. This month, though, she decided to quit Airbnb. She says there's too much enforcement, too much worry. So now she's renting out the apartment at market rate.
I feel more criminal offering a renovated one-bedroom apartment in my neighborhood for $2,100 to a New Yorker.
Housing advocates see it differently. They say every apartment returned to the rental market from Airbnb makes it easier for New Yorkers to afford the city they live in. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.
Joining me now in the studio is Ilya, who's back from a city council hearing on Airbnb. Ilya, set the scene for me. What was the goal of the hearing and who addressed city council members?
Well, so this was a meeting of the Committee on Housing and Buildings, and believe it or not, as far as I've been able to figure out, this is the first time the council has looked directly at the Airbnb issue. Before the hearing, Airbnb blasted out messages to its hosts. Hundreds of them showed up. So did the opponents, including many members of the hotels union.
I understand the council chamber was packed, and one of the first speakers was an official from Mayor de Blasio's administration. She got some tough questions about how the city does enforcement.
Yeah, Elizabeth Glazer was there to speak for the mayor. She's director of the Mayor's Office of Criminal Justice. Now, in that piece we just played, you heard how enforcement works. But to many city council members, it seemed to be news that there is this complaint-based system which doesn't proactively go out scouring the Airbnb website for listings to look into. I want to play for you just one exchange that was pretty typical. You'll first hear City Councilwoman Elizabeth Crowley of Queens, who talked about the shortage of affordable apartments while thousands of units are rented out each night, many of them tax-free.
What is happening with illegal hotels in New York, and why can't our city, our administration, be proactive? Why can't we do more to stop this?
So that's simply not the function of this unit. This unit is an inspection unit. It's a response to complaints.
Okay, I know your unit.
And I understand that you're sort of moving
there's
beyond.
Also the
and so it went on. That last voice, Elizabeth Glazer from the Mayor's Office of Criminal Justice.
Why can't the city go after Airbnb more directly if the city sees these rentals as both illegal and as a danger to public safety?
Well, partly it's the fact that we have this complaint-based system. That's what drives inspections. That's what we're poised to do right now. Another aspect to this that's not talked about much is the 1996 Communications Decency Act. This is a federal law. It affords broad protections to websites like Craigslist, Amazon, and Airbnb so that they're basically treated as a platform, not a publisher in the eyes of the law. It means it's harder to hold them accountable for the commerce that they make possible. In this hearing, we heard a number of allies of Mayor de Blasio saying the administration can do more and it should do more. This was really striking to me. The lawmakers are not interested in tweaking the law to accommodate Airbnb. They want the law enforced as it's written, pretty much.
And briefly, Ilya, what were supporters saying?
Well, they had a lot of supporters out in force. It was very striking, actually, to see so many Airbnb people come out of the shadows. They said that becoming an Airbnb host made the city affordable for them. A spokesman for Airbnb.
Because it's providing them with a source of income.
That's right. That's right. And then David Hantman, who is their director, I believe, of government and policy affairs, made the argument that the law should be tweaked to accommodate this. Thousands of people are already doing it. It's helping them afford life in the city. And if you're an occasional renter, what's the harm? That was his argument.
WNYC's Ilya Meritz on the hearing today at the City Council on Airbnb. Thank you so much, Ilya.
You're very welcome.
This is WNYC.